Here's some examples. There's seven levels in the visible light spectrum. There are seven frequencies, and in those frequencies, there's different bands from low to high. But each one of those represents a plane, a dimension, and it all has different time connected with it. Well, there are six other bodies that are suited for every one of those levels. Just as you live here and breathe the atmosphere of oxygen, and you have to sustain the body biochemical energy in the form of foodstuffs, the next body doesn't have to eat. And it sustains itself over a different atmosphere. Because you can't see it, does that negate that it exists? You don't see a lot of things. Your eyes do, but you don't. Now, seven bodies. Now, hold on for a moment. Let us contemplate this. The duplicate to this body is invisible light. So you have a light body that looks exactly like you, except it's constituted of visible light. Now, there's a body above that, ultraviolet blue, but because it's no longer in duality, it no longer has sexual identity. Now, that's hard to fathom. A body that doesn't have a penis or breasts or a womb, or the incantation to experience that, no, that's a different body. Well, isn't that strange? And let's go even up from that, whole different body that's even more refined than the ultraviolet blue body. We go all the way up. You are bigger than you know. You living in other dimensions, and you're doing it every moment of every day. And when you go to sleep, you're in other dimensions. But how come you don't know that? Well, here. Now, wait just a moment. Remember that reality and the personality must follow strictly the criteria of that personality. And if that personality doesn't live in ultraviolet blue consciously, then it doesn't exist because it has domain of the silent area, indeed the frontal lobe. But let's look at this. If you, meaning the essential self, not the body, have six other bodies, then you have a mind in six other bodies. Now, if that isn't enough, this body will live 75 years, 100 years, 105 years, maximum. So in this linear stretch of time, you are going to glean from this level all that you have sown from this level. The next body is living in a different frequency, so its time is different than real time. Its real time considers this slow time. Now, what you consider 105 years to that body is really 400 or 500 years. Now, that body is living 500 years. And it's gleaning in that realm all that it can glean from that realm that it has sown. So that mind is greater than this mind. Now, let's go up to visible light. This body is living at yet a different rate of speed. And it's gleaning a million times more knowledge than the lower body. And as you're living today, it is living today. But what atmosphere does it breathe? And what reality does it engage? And how does it engage it? What is the criteria that it bases reality upon? And how much does it know that you don't know? If it's the visible light body, what is a light year? How many days constitute a light year? It's living light years from this moment. It's the body you can go to the 21st universe in and be there in light years in moments. Now, if it's alive and well, is it using your mind to do that? Oh. It would never have gotten off the ground. No, it has its own criteria and its own agenda, and it knows its own destiny. Now let's just keep going up. Ultraviolet, X-ray, gamma ray, infinite unknown. Those are all bodies. If we then take one mind of seven bodies, we would call that one mind the subconscious mind. Now, does this body have the ability to facilitate a mind on the sixth level? Yes, it does. Do we really have a mind that can scan 10.5 million years backward, pick up any one singular day as collective information and knowledge, and be able to recount that day? Do we really have a mind in us that can correctly diagnose physical disease and able to cure it and give specific information to cure it? Yes. Ultraviolet blue consciousness knows all the answers to that question. And all you have to do is ask it. All you have to do is appeal to it. But since you've never known who to ask or even how to form the questions, this knowledge has gone latent within you. Is it possible, then, that you have a mind that can speak every language that ever was, conjugate any verb in any language, know the theory of relativity, collapse time, can conjugate that mathematically? Is it possible you have a mind that can play any instrument as a maestro would play it? Is it possible you can dance any dance? Is it possible that you have known every civilization? You have known every anecdote of that civilization? And is it possible that you have the capacity to interlope between dimensions and know all of the information in those dimensions? Is it possible that you could be anything of any caliber that you ever wanted to be? Is that possible? It is possible, because you have six other minds that already knows that, and it is collected into one great mind that is facilitated in the human brain through the reptilian brain.